Josh, Santa Clara Supercross, first race back. How you feeling about it?
I was all right, you know. Yeah. Dude, we decided 2 weeks ago to do this, so
yeah.
This is pretty much off the couch, I would say, you know. We did motos last week, and this week a little bit,
yeah.
We're here, so it's crazy. I'm stoked, though, to be here. I thought it turned out all right. You know, I could definitely, yeah. I think being in shape and stuff, I can run with the front guys, but it needs to take some time and get off season and yeah. be strong, so. It's cool. Everything's been good so far.
Do you surprise yourself? I mean, seriously, because you surprised me a little
really?
With your speed.
That's cool. Yeah, I would. I mean, I feel like, you know, not being in shape stuff, I can't do the things that I want to do. You know, like, I kind of have a vision of where I want to be, but I don't know where close right now. So I think with some good preparation, we could do a lot better.
What was involved in the decision in coming back to race here?
Actually, you know, I have a brand new sponsor, that NetApp sponsor. They're Almonds from out here.
Yeah.
And, from Escalon, California, and it was kind of it's a local race for them, and I'm like, you know, that's rad. I had a lot of fun here last year. I almost won last year here before a bike went out, and I wanted to go back here. It's just a good spot. It's beautiful weather. It's a rad stadium. So, I took advantage of it.
How much more are we going to see you this year?
I don't know. This might be the only one. I don't really know. I'm going to race full on next year. I just, like I said, it was just like, oh, we're going to go racing. So it's kind of like, let's get the rig ready. Let's try to get a bike ready. We rode a stock bike. I mean, like, literally, like, we had suspension. Like, it was just a last-minute thing. But at the end of the day, when you're on a 450, it doesn't matter if you're on a stock bike or not. I mean, it's a good bike. But we're out here. We're doing it. So it was cool.
What do you think of this place? I mean, the dirt sucks. It's
a
little short.
Rocks.
Yeah, a lot of rocks. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a lot of rocks. I thought it was pretty fast. Like, it was a fast track.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of intensity. And something that guy kind of struggled with at this moment in time, you know. So, but I had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're back now. The fans love you. I mean, does it, when you come back after being away for some, does it surprise you, the fans and your reception?
I mean, absolutely. I love being able to see the fans, and it's cool. I really do enjoy racing dirt bikes, riding dirt bikes. So to be able to meet the fans, stuff like. I enjoy that more than just being able to go out there and race. Like, I love being able to mingle with people. It's a cool thing. It's a great opportunity, and I'm blessed for it, so it was a good time.
What did you do to get ready for this? Just
well, I couldn't bicycle too much because the thing is if I start going hard, it's like you got to go through the steps of being sore and stuff, and within a week, 2 weeks, you're not going to push that, so I had to do motos, and I couldn't really do too much cardio because I didn't want to be too sore to be able to fit in the next day of riding. So, yeah, it was pretty half-assed, but it was still cool. So, it makes me really kind of would like to really take it seriously and get back out there. It'd be rad to race.
When you say you're doing this next year full-on, is it come back at the 250 or 450?
I don't know. I was kind of thinking maybe 450. Like, it'd be cool. I mean, you really got to have a good bike for that 250, and I do feel like I could win in that class, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you need a good program, and that's something that I'm kind of lacking to be able to get really, really good bikes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I got to be realistic with myself, and I am older, and it'd be rad. I should be in the 450 class riding with the guys that I've grown up racing with.
If we don't see you again, man, I appreciate you talking to us.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
do you plan to do more overseas races?
Yeah.